3. Elena's hair was so long it tumbled down her back like a sparkling black waterfall. Every few days, Abuela Avila washed Elena's hair with lemon water because, according to her, lemon juice cleans the impurities of the hair and makes it shiny and healthy. In the afternoons, she would fill up a bucket from the water tank, pick a few lemons from the tree, and squeeze the juice into the water. Mago, Carlos, and I would hide behind a pink oleander bush and watch their ritual through the narrow leaves. Abuela Avila washed Elida's hair as if she were washing an expensive silk rebozo. Afterwards, Elida would sit under the sun to dry her hair. My grandmother would come out to brush it in small strokes, beginning with the tips and working her way up. She spent half an hour running the comb through Elida's long hair while we watched. Our hair was louse-ridden, our abdomens swelled with roundworms, but my grandmother didn't care. "I can be sure that my daughter's children are really my grandchildren," Abuela Avila often said to us. "But one can't trust a daughter-in-law. Who knows what your mother did when no one was looking?" It was my mother's bad luck to have been the only daughter-in-law. My father had a brother who died at 7 years old. His name was Carlos, and my brother inherited his name. My grandfather would take Tio Carlos to the fields to work, and since they left very early in the morning, Tio Carlos would be too sleepy to stay awake during the ride to the fields. My grandfather would tie him to the horse to keep him from falling. One day, the horse lost its footing and fell, crushing my uncle beneath it. But my uncle's death didn't save my father from the fields. When he was in third grade, he left school to harvest crops alongside my grandfather. If only Tio Carlos had lived and married, my mother would have an ally, and we would have had cousins to share the burden of my grandmother's mistrust.
"Your mother is not coming back for you,"
Elida said to us one afternoon while lying in the sun to let her hair dry after Abuela Avila's lemon treatment. Mago and I were scrubbing our dirty clothes on the washing stone.
"Now that she's got a job and is making dollars, she won't want to come back, believe me."
3 weeks before, Mommy told us she got a job at a garment factory where she worked all day.